are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back. And yes, I am literally back. I had to leave town for a couple days. Woo! Some of you guys were mad. I am so sorry if the podcasts were some of the best ofs. I'm really, really sorry. We are working on a way to figure out how the podcast can let you know if it is a best of or not. So, but I am so sorry. But you missed me. Did you miss me? That is so cool. That's way cool. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I went to New York. It was the Talkers Magazine Conference. They usually do a big, huge conference every year in June. Now they're splitting it up into New York and L.A., L.A. later in the year, October, New York in June. And I always go to the one in June. Number one is I love New York. Any opportunity to go to New York, I go. Number two is my husband's family's there. So he goes, he takes the kids. Kids go and see grandma. Me, I stay in the city, right? And everybody kind of gets along, you know? No, you know, my in-laws are cool, but I'm not the prize daughter-in-law. I know that. And so, you know, sometimes kind of, you know, keeping your distance is the best thing for the family. And that's good. I had work to do, right? I had things to see and people to do. So I was very, very busy in New York City. Talkers Conference was great. I realized that I had more than just the 5 listeners that listened to me, you know, on a nightly basis. So thank you all. That was really, really good to know. Learned a lot of things. I guess there's ways to make your show interesting. I didn't realize that. Yeah, I learned some ways to actually make the show interesting, right? First, they say, educate your listeners. So teach your listeners something. Really? Okay, well, you know. Number two, try to make it entertaining. Now, I thought as a doctor, helping y'all fall asleep, right? Because, you know, sleep in the news today, they were talking about poor sleep, you know, puts you at risk for stroke. I thought my helping put y'all to sleep was actually doing you a service. But they said, no, Dr. Dahlia, no. Try over the next few weeks to not put your listeners to sleep. I'm like, you know, I'll try that. So you see, I learned a lot of good things. A lot of good things. And then, of course, being in New York, I got to do research, right? There's been so much news about New York lately with the big gulp cups and the large 16-ounce plus cups that I decided to do some research. So I was there walking the streets in New York, right, New York, and, you know, checking it out. Now, it's interesting. What I think a lot of people don't realize is there's not a lot of fountains there for fountain drinks. When you go into these little side stores and you want your drink, they have a whole bunch of orange juice. Some of them are in, you know, bottles like Tropicana orange juice. Many of them are in cups. They'll sell cups of orange juice. They'll sell waters. They'll sell things. So I didn't even have the opportunity to be refused a 16-ounce because I thought that would be some good footage. Right, you know, kind of make a reality TV show. Dr. Dahlia tries to get a 16-ounce soda and doesn't get to. I thought it would be some good footage. But no, it didn't happen. You want a drink, they just point. They don't even talk to you in New York, you know. You think they want to sit there and have a 15-minute conversation with me? No, they just point. You see all these drinks in a cooler. You're supposed to grab the drink. You grab your food and you go. Now, what I was a little disappointed with New York was you used to, when you would walk around New York, be able to duck into one of these little, I don't know, food places. I don't want to call it a dive because it's not a dive. We call it a dive and it's a compliment, but I don't want to say dive on the radio because you guys would think that's a negative, have a negative connotation. But you know, you go into this little pizza place, little something. You go in and that would be the best food. The best food now. You know, you have so many companies that you have like Sbarro, there's McDonald's, Bubba Gump was there. I love Bubba Gump, but you have all these franchises and chains. And if you do go into a possibly family owned, food establishment, there's Brussels sprouts and sandwiches almost like California style. Now, when I'm in New York, I don't want to eat the way you eat in L.A. I don't want to eat a Brussels sprouts vegetarian sandwich that, you know, creeps up on you and makes you repeat yourself an hour later. I mean, I want to eat, you know, I want to eat the Sicilian pizza. I want to have the sandwiches. And I know as a doctor, you want to eat healthy, but when you're on vacation, you're on vacation. And what's so valuable about a trip to New York is you get to eat real, authentic New York style food and deli, and nothing dripped. I mean, it was all panini, and there was a wrap. I'm like, what the heck is a wrap doing in New York City? And I don't know if any New Yorkers are listening to me now. I know many of you listen at 5 p.m. Eastern. But can you tell me what the heck? I mean, are you guys seeing the Los Angeles takeover of New York? I mean, already you have the mayor starting to, you know, intervene with the 16-ounce cups. But is this what you guys are already know? I mean, are you losing the greasy burger type joint over there? I mean, are you guys now in New York having to eat paninis? You know, I mean, even on the subway was clean. We took the subway because on the last day we decided to run our kids down to the Statue of Liberty. Lines everywhere. And I haven't been on the subway in 20 years. They have digital type stuff on the subway. Number one is you don't put money in the subway anymore. You use kind of a card, which probably did away with a lot of the guys that would sit there making 80 grand a year with a hat wanting you to throw money in it. You know, a lot of I learned a lot of people there, you'd have to walk around with money. So you'd have these people sitting there, you throw money. I mean, they make bucks sitting there. You didn't see any of that. You saw no trash, no hamburger wrappers. It was clean. The subway was clean. But I don't go to New York to go on a clean subway. If I wanted that, I could be in L.A. or I could go to be on the metro in Washington, D.C. I want to feel like I was in New York. And it didn't happen. It was like L.A. with the gorgeous Statue of Liberty. That's what it was. But anyway, I want to hear from you New Yorkers. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.14, $8.17.07 for a half ounce, or $4.08.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.14, $8.17.07, and $4.08.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us, like us on our Facebook page. Why do we have to like you, Dr. Dahlia? We don't even like the show. I don't know. Just like it. Okay, you learn something. It's what everybody else is doing. Get in vogue. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hello. This guy's
hey,
back.
Dr. Dahlia, it's not a medical question. It's more of a political question. I just listened to your show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the banning of large-sized drinks in New York City. You look back a little bit. New York is where the smoking ban started, and the smokers laid down on it, whether you like smoking or not, whether it's good for you or not. The smokers just let that right be taken away, smoke inside a building and that kind of stuff. And they get soda taken away, they're going to just continue taking away until we don't have anything left. It's a very bad political movement to let any government think that we're going to be able to allow them to take stuff away from us like that.
I hear you.
Is in the matter. And the people need to have a little self-restraint. We don't need to drink a gallon of soda a day, but you should be able to buy it if you want to.
Amen. No, amen to that. I tell you, honestly, I think the reason why Mayor Bloomberg wants to ban, you know, the 16-ounce cups, and we talked about this last week, isn't because he's really worried about the health of New York City. Because, I mean, if he was really worried about the health, then, you know, ban buffets, ban French fries, ban, I mean, those hot dogs. Oh, I got one of those hot dogs on the corner. I love those. I mean, if you're going to ban something for health, then ban everything. Again, he's being talked about all over the media. He has an election probably coming up, and he wants to say that he started the war on obesity in New York City. It's over politics. That's the problem with politicians, you know, making our laws. They're politicians. They want to be reappointed. They want to be reelected or reappointed. They're trying to get as much media face time as possible. He doesn't give a heart and doot about somebody's waist size, really. And look at this. In today's news, they were talking about how vodka popsicles, mojito snow cones, and bourbon milkshakes, don't start drooling, are these frozen treats that apparently now are slowly taking over in New York City bars. Now, I didn't see any of these when I was there. But, yeah, they do have, you know, liquor-infused snow cones, alcoholic popsicles. There's a new hotel in New York, I guess Conrad Hotel, just introduced an alcoholic fruit puree popsicle. I mean, some of these, I have to admit, I mean, they do sound delicious. One has watermelon and 10 cane rum, white peach, Hudson baby bourbon, strawberry, and Grey Goose. They're making these popsicles and things like that, probably for the, now, by the way, if you are hot or dehydrated, you don't drink alcohol. We've talked about that on the show. But for an example here, if Mayor Bloomberg was really that interested in people's health, and he wants to start banning things and making, you know, criminalizing certain foods, don't you think these alcohol-infused popsicles and snow cones and milkshakes would be on the forefront? No, no, no. We don't have a problem with that. I just want to make noise about the 16-ounce cup. Now, you know me. I don't like government being involved at any level, honestly. I think we know how to, you know, run things ourselves. Thank you. But once I agree that it's very scary when the government thinks they could ban a certain cup size, whatever happened, you know, what's going to happen if they decide to now mess with bras? What if they say, I mean, if they're already dealing with cup size, women, your cup size cannot be bigger than a D. What would I do? Where would I show myself? I mean, that means I can't visit New York. Yes, I could try to stuff it into a C. That's miserable. Absolutely miserable. I did that once. I was doing the show once, and I tried to stuff myself into a C cup. They were banging into the microphone. Kyle almost blew out his eardrum. It was horrible. Can't do that. So you're absolutely right. If they're going to start banning cups, right, drinking cups, they're going to start banning bra cups. Then they're going to start banning probably protective cups. And they're going to start banning a fork. When you eat, you use a fork, right? What if they ban forks? No, you can't have the 3- or 4-pronged fork. It has to be a spork or a spoon. Notice how you eat less when you eat from a spork, right? Those stupid cheap spoon fork things, I got to tell you, though, they're brilliant. That was probably one of the most brilliant inventions. When did those come out? The 70s? Was it early 80s? The spork? You know, where you have a spoon with a couple sharp edges. I used to poke my brother with it. It was great. A, it was a weapon. B, I could eat my soup. I could eat my ice cream. I could dig the fork into, I don't know, whatever my mom was feeding us at the time, and a hamburger helper. And it was a utensil, and it was plastic. We would rewash plastic in our house. We reused everything. You know, don't make me run into McDonald's and get you another spork. Use that one. So we washed it off. But that was a brilliant invention. And you eat less. You eat less because it's smaller. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. I know many of you left messages when I was out of town. I apologize again if I'm ever not live when you call. Please call in. Take your chances. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm Jeff Zadea. This is Timothy and Darlene. We listen to your show every night. We were wondering about MRSA. What's the best medication for that? We want to know on MRSA. It's Timothy and Darlene. And awesome. We listen to Dr. Zadea every night. We love her so much. And we want to hear her shout out to us and let us know what's the best medication we need for our MRSA.
Awesome. All right.
And
thank you. You hear that, guys?
Let us know that she loves us, too. It's Timothy and Darlene, Dr. Taylor.
Thank
and
you.
And we need to know about our Martha and what's the best medication we can get.
Oh, I love it. You know, I always complain that I don't get you live, but having a message like that, Timothy and Darlene, you guys rock. A, you have phenomenal choice in radio. That's good. But B, I love it. I love it. Okay, the best medicine for MRSA, you know what we do is, what we do is we take a culture, okay? To find out if it's MRSA, we take a culture. And whenever you get your culture back telling you it's MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, it will tell you what antibiotics it's resistant to, including methicillin and penicillin, but it'll also tell you what antibiotics it's sensitive to. So you'll have a list saying it's sensitive to, let's say, Zyvox or vancomycin or Bactrim is a biggie, the trimethoprim, sulfamethoxazole, clindamycin. The only problem with clindamycin, you're starting to get a lot of resistance. I'm predicting that in the next 5 years, we're going to see a slew of resistance to Bactrim. Bactrim seems to be extremely inexpensive to treat MRSA compared to Zyvox. And it's been my drug of choice. The only problem is if I ever get MRSA, I can't take Bactrim. I'm allergic to it. Bactrim makes my urine turn dark brown, and I start to bleed underneath my skin. I get petechiae. Dr. Dahlia, we don't want to hear about your medical problems. Well, you're gonna. All right. And the funny thing is I didn't realize I was allergic to sulfa because I was able to take sulfa drugs for years. My mother was allergic. She goes, you're going to be allergic to sulfa. I'm allergic to sulfa. You're going to be allergic to sulfa. You know, you want to prove your mom wrong. I'm like, look, mom, this is the 17th time I'm taking a sulfa drug. I'm going to pop it in my mouth. I will show you time and time again how wrong you are, mother. Well, she wasn't wrong this time around. And I got pretty, pretty sick. So I can't take sulfa. Now, many people can, and good. If you still can take it, I would probably say, the top antibiotic right now, because of the inexpensiveness, would be, the MRSA. The Bactrim. However, some people, they just keep getting the infections back again. Now, when I was at a dermatology conference, I've told you guys about this before, they said some of these MRSA infections, if they pop and exude their pus, or if you take a needle and open it up and let it express out, a lot of times it will go away on its own. We have seen certain MRSA pustules go away on its own. The only problem is it'll come back another place. Not to mention now you got all this MRSA pus dripping all over the place and the whole family can get it. Some dermatologists will make the whole family do bleach baths, where they put bleach in the bathtub. They'll have the families put Bactroban, which is like a triple antibiotic ointment but stronger, on their nostrils and on their rectum in their anus, and do that for about a month. Stop the giggles, right? While the affected person is taking linezolid or the Zyvox. So if you're asking me what the best way, how's the best way to treat the MRSA would be, it would probably be that month-long process because, you know, you could have carriers in your family. But if you need something quick and easy, your doctor's probably going to do the Bactrim. Great question. Thank you for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Only Batteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. Only Batteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. And if the Dr. Dolly Show is not in your local town at your local talk station, then call them up or email them and tell them to bring Dr. Dolly. All right? I'm sure they've heard of me by now. They just want to make sure they have people that want to listen it. By the way, thank you all for the great comments on my guest book. I love hearing from you guys, especially my truckers. I love my truckers. So don't forget, if you do go to my website at drdahlia.com, sign into the guest book so I know that you were a nice guest and that you didn't poop on the floor and that you were very, very nice when you were there. All right. Now, speaking of the floor or ground, we were talking about Los Angeles and New York. A woman, I guess, found a pair of lungs on the sidewalk in South Los Angeles, an actual pair of lungs, not a piece of lung, a pair of lungs. Isn't this the second time somebody found some lungs? Didn't somebody find lungs on a beach a couple weeks ago? It was a doctor, I think. A doctor was on the beach and he goes, well, of course, doctors have time to go to the beach. No, they don't. I haven't been to the beach in years. Doctors do not have time to go to the beach. Anyway, I remember there was, and I'm not sure what animal those lungs were from. Well, now we have a pair of lungs lying on the ground in Los Angeles. A woman took a picture of it, called the police department, and nobody wanted to touch it. Nobody wanted to throw it out. They're now trying to figure out if it's human lungs or animal lungs. They're going to, you know, conduct a study, obviously, this week, but I'm a little nervous here. You know, we got all this cannibalism right? People eating other people. We have body parts lying on the street. I don't know. It's kind of, it almost makes you worry if we're, you know, going to be having one of those like alien type movies, right? Where all these weird things start happening to us. No, I have not seen Prometheus yet. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see Prometheus. That's going to be good. I don't think I watched all the Alien movies. Isn't it supposed to be the prequel to the Alien movies? I didn't see all the Alien movies because back then that was kind of scary. I really wasn't a Sigourney Weaver fan. I thought she was too mean to the Ghostbuster. Which Ghostbuster was in love with her? I was one of the Ghostbusters from Saturday Night Live that was in love with her. And I thought Sigourney Weaver was too mean to him. So I was like, I'm not going to watch her on Alien. You know, she should get eaten up. She was mean. Bill Murray. That's right. Bill Murray was in love with her. Yeah. Anyway, so, no, but Prometheus, there's no Sigourney Weaver, so I should be okay. 1-877-DOC, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, in 1978, they had an outbreak of hay fever, and they were wondering what they used for antibiotics, and it was, I think, in Haiti, but they had an outbreak in 1978, I think they the blood was
10. I was only in the 70s. Well, being only 22, I wasn't around in the 70s. Now, how old was I? I was 7. I don't really remember an outbreak of hay fever. Hay fever is more allergies, so you really won't see outbreaks because it's not bacterial or virally vectored. It's hay fever is an allergic reaction. And many of us have it. We sneeze, we cough. And I mean, it's interesting because hay fever has been around for centuries. I think even Hippocrates talked about it. Hay fever has nothing to do with fever. A lot of people think hay fever is infectious because it's called hay fever. People think they get it from horses, right? There's a fever attached to it. No, there isn't. You really don't get fever. Now, you will warm up. You will warm up because your leukotrienes and your pyrogenes, many of your inflammatory cells that fight allergies will start to group up. And so you can have an increase in temperature, but you don't necessarily have a fever. And remember, it's not caused by a fever, it's not caused by a virus, not caused by a bacteria, it's not caused by a prion, not caused by a fungus, although mold could make you have a response, but you aren't infected with the mold. At least 20% of us have it. My hay fever is starting to get better. You all haven't heard me sneeze or cough. It's very difficult the older you get to have hay fever because after a couple children, you start to urinate every time you cough, right? You start to pee. So, it's very difficult in the studio because they only give me one chair. So if I get this wet, I'm stuck for the rest of the show. So I don't like to have hay fever at all. But, you know, it's your runny nose, watery, itchy eyes, sneezing, coughing. Sometimes you kind of, you know, swell up a little bit. It's different, obviously, from colds because rather colds, you more have a thicker, yellowish, mucousy discharge, more of a fever. Your hay fever usually doesn't come with a fever, and it's very clear, watery, thin, etc. Plus, your cold, it takes a little bit longer. It's a little bit more gradual. Whereas with hay fever, you know, once you go outside and you pick up the pollen, you start to sneeze. So, unfortunately, I'm sorry I can't answer your question. I really don't remember what happened in the 70s and if everybody was sneezing and peeing on themselves. My bladder was a lot stronger back then. But, you know, to treat hay fever, you want to avoid the pathogen. Look, what am I doing? I contradict myself. There's no pathogens in hay fever. You want to avoid the antigens or the things that cause you to incite an allergic response. And you want to also avoid, let's say, like if it's cat dander, the dog. I'm definitely allergic to the dog, but, you know, my husband doesn't care. He wants to keep the dog. He wants to get rid of the cats. Getting rid of the cats will not help the situation as the damn dog. Pollen, of course, we've talked about this. When it was allergy season, I think many of us are coming out of allergy season, but we've talked about this. Try to keep your car in the carport or in a garage. If it's outside, roll up the window. If you are outside for some period of time and you go into your house, immediately take off your clothes in the stop the whistles. Immediately take off your clothes so you don't drag the pollen up into the bedroom. You know, don't fall on your bed going, oh, what an exhausted day. Now you get the pollen from your hair and everything. Jump right into the shower. Wash the pollen off. This way you don't have it in your house. Try to get HEPA filters. Use good filters. Okay. Boy, great questions. I'm so sorry I was out of town. Gosh, I miss you all. Man. All right. So what happened when I was gone? It looks like Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong has prostate cancer. You guys hear about that? And what is he doing to treat the prostate cancer? Yep, you guessed it, marijuana. Yep. He says his cancer is a quote-unquote slow stage one. He says he's had it for a long time. He says, I've got prostate cancer, and I'm treating it with hemp oil and cannabis. He's 74 years old. He says, legalizing marijuana means a lot more to me than just being able to smoke a joint without being arrested. Chong says he initially saw symptoms 8 years ago when he was behind bars for selling drug paraphernalia. During that period, he said he was drug-free for 3 years. This is being reported by CBS News. Good for him. He said because he was drug-free for 3 years, nobody can blame the cannabis for him getting prostate cancer. He says the marijuana is actually a cure. He says nowadays he doesn't smoke the marijuana. Instead, he ingests the hemp oil at night so I won't be woozy all day. I'm taking it as a medicine. All right. Cheech, I don't think Cheech has a quote here on this. But hey, man. How does Chico? I can't do his accent. But amen. Give me some weed. I can't do his voice. I'm sorry. I'm not good at impressions. All right. So I hope Tommy Chong could fight that. It is so funny. You know, you look at the Cheech Marine, and then Tommy. You know, you think Tommy. I always thought that was funny. Tommy Chong. All I remember from the Cheech Chong movies is the van with smoke coming out of it. And it rocking back and forth. Now, my parents would not let me see Cheech and Chong movies, but I definitely have that image. Okay, what else is going on here? Let's see. Woman had her jaw removed after she was wrongly diagnosed with mouth cancer. Is she going to sue? Oh, absolutely. All right, she was told she has mouth cancer, 63 years old. She was at the University of Otago Dental Hospital in Dunedin, New Zealand, had an unnecessary operation, had originally had sinus infections. We need to revisit that incorrect cancer diagnosis. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You guys have to listen to this. A 63-year-old woman who apparently was having sinus infections, a facial swelling from a tooth implant, this happened in New Zealand, was told she had mouth cancer and would need to have the right side of her upper jaw removed. So they took bone and blood vessels from her lower leg to reconstruct the jaw, you know, to graft, etc. Then that led to complications. The donor wound site from her leg got infected. She had difficulty walking, etc. And then I guess the physician found out that 2 different samples in the lab that were being processed simultaneously, right, were mixed up. So the female patient didn't have cancer to begin with. Now they say that the patient was contacted, and they offered her a full apology. My bad. I hate reading these things, right? Really? You said, I'm sorry, my bad. I mean, yes, that is one of the first things you could do. Now, I guess, there is going to probably be a lawsuit, et cetera. But this scares the heck out of me, and it probably scares the heck out of you. And I don't like reporting on these things where somebody has to go through surgery and the, you know, for something she never had or he never had. And, you know, how do you protect against that? Now, as a doctor, I'm scared by that too, because I don't get to look at the samples myself. Yes, we were trained in medical school to look at samples and see what cancer looks like. But unless you actually go through the years of training to become a pathologist, you rely on the reports the pathologist gives you. So let's say I take out a skin lesion, or I do a biopsy or a cervical biopsy or a colposcopy, etc. I get a report back, usually within a week, that tells me if it's cancer or not. Right? Now, if it's not cancer, we're like, yay, yay, wonderful. You know, if we think it is precancerous, we send them to a specialist. Right? I know Obamacare doesn't want us to send to specialists, but if anything looks like it's concerning, absolutely, we'll send them to a specialist. Okay, but what happens if the test comes back negative? If the test comes back negative, what do we do? Well, I always make sure there's follow-ups. For example, if you have a pap smear, you get a colposcopy, it's slightly abnormal, you're going to come back in 3 months and we're going to repap you. Just in case something was wrong with the pathology, or the brush missed it, or the little biopsy, teeth missed a lesion, whatever, we're going to check you in 3 months. Same thing with prostate. You undergo a prostate biopsy. They say, oh, all the bites we took were non-cancerous. They usually take a lot. They take about 11, 15. They take many of them. Well, what happens? Well, you end up getting a PSA months later. Of course, we don't want to do it immediately, because having all those biopsies of your prostate will cause your PSA to go up. But usually you have close follow-up. You have some abnormal moles, right, that looks like luck of the draw came out, quote-unquote, clear. Fine, but I still like a dermatologist doing a skin cancer screen. So in my practice, that's how we do it. We still hedge. We still make sure you have close follow-up, et cetera. Again, I know nothing Obamacare would be pleased with, but I'm sorry, patients come first. Now, what happens when you get something that says cancer? All right, well, when you get a biopsy coming back, whether it's breast cancer, whether it's a thyroid nodule, et cetera, and it comes back cancer, all right, because most of the time, 99.999999% of the time, for it to say cancer, that's pretty specific, all right, you're going to jump to treatment. You're not going to mess around. Well, in this particular case, this is what happened with this woman. She had a biopsy. It was cancerous, so they started to remove parts of her jaw and reconstruct it. And then all of a sudden comes back saying no. Now, again, I'm a little concerned. I'd like to know what was originally biopsied. I'd really like to know, because for somebody to go through that effort to biopsy and then start digging into the jaw, there must have been some sort of mass, right? And then how did they evaluate how deep the mass went to know how much to reconstruct the jaw? So, I mean, I'd like to know a little bit more to this. But the root of the story is the woman didn't have cancer and underwent this whole surgery, and the hospital goes, my bad. So what do you do if you do get a diagnosis of cancer? What should you do to protect yourself? Should you have a second biopsy? Well, I don't know. I mean, if somebody biopsied my breast, I had a lump, the lump's a cancerous, I don't care if it was a false positive, I'd probably say take the lump out. Now, that's easy for me to say because it's just a lump, and I've been through that surgery before, so I know what to expect. But what if it's something more serious? Right? Well, you know, in America, we do PET scans, MRIs. Like I said, this happened in New Zealand, so I have no idea if they didn't do further testing. You know, many times when we diagnose somebody with cancer, a lot of times we'll do extra imaging. Yes, it racks up extra costs, but we like to see where, how deep, try to stage it. I'll try to find some lymph nodes, et cetera. So I don't think something like that will happen as often in America as it does in other places, because when you are diagnosed with cancer, if it's real cancer, we usually try to stage it. We try to go deeper and get a more accurate feel of how what we're dealing with and how deep it is. So like I said, unfortunately, this story, we have very minimal information to work with, but very scant. But it's frustrating and scary to think that somebody could operate on you. You told you have cancer. You never had cancer to begin with. You know, most of us have been afraid of being told the tissue sample was benign and we end up having cancer. Again, how you protect against that is if the problem persists, you re-biopsy it. You know, one of my friends had thyroid cancer, and the first three biopsies came back negative, but we kept digging. And luckily we found, and it turned out not only did she have a little nodule of thyroid cancer, the cancer was up and down her sternum, up and down her neck. So, it's very frightening for the patient to sit there and go, can't the doctors and the pathologists get it right? And most of the time we do. But yes, there is going to be a goof. How could they miss up two samples? I don't know. Some bozo is there. And it's frustrating because the samples, they just look like samples. Like that set of lungs that was lying on the sidewalk in Los Angeles. I mean, it looks like a piece of tissue. It doesn't say Dr. Dahlia's lungs. Dr. Dahlia's breast lump. Although I'm sure the breast lump would be pretty voluptuous. It's neither here nor there. But there's no other characteristic features. So when you have pathology slides, they're slides. And it just blows my mind that we still have mislabeling errors. However, if you have any distrust and you're like, are you kidding me? This is really cancer. You get a second opinion. I still think getting a second opinion is probably one of the smartest things to do. Will the second opinion doctor re-biopsy you? I don't know. Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. But a lot of times these mouth cancers do have a characteristic look. Like I said, something must have been kooky for them to go through that length, and go through all that. You don't find a little benign mucus seal in the mouth. And some of you guys get those little mucus seals, those little bubbles. You guys know what I'm talking about? In the side of your mouth, like either on your cheek or by your lip, you get these little bubbles. And sometimes they grow quickly, and everybody panics, and it could be cancer. Sometimes we remove them. Sometimes we don't have to. Sometimes they go away. But, you do a biopsy. If it is cancerous, you'd get the oral surgeon involved or the ENT involved, remove it, etc. Look around. But to reconstruct the jaw, something must have been pretty defining. Something must have struck a chord with that doctor. So, a part of me wonders, did that one sample get mixed? Resample everything else, but usually that's what they do. Once you remove the tissue, then they look at everything. And if everything they removed didn't have cancer, you're like, dope. Now, I've had patients email me saying their doctor removed their thyroid and they never had cancer to begin with. Sometimes, and again, it's a shame if you've ever gone through that, but sometimes some doctors will remove benign thyroid if you have a big growth. Keep in mind. All right, I've had many patients that have had partial thyroidectomies and they didn't have cancer. They just said, I had a big, huge gland. They couldn't biopsy it all. They decided to take it all out, and it wasn't cancer. So we'll kind of discuss this more, ways to kind of hedge, protect yourself, et cetera, dig deeper. But right now, we got to pull over in 10-100. So don't go away if you can. Stay on for another hour. If not, please follow me on Twitter so I can still give you up-to-date updates. Have a great rest of the day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.